Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Susanna Constantine, and this is My Wardrobe Malfunction, with a difference. Each week, I talk to a very special guest about their relationship with clothes. When lockdown started, like everyone else on Earth, we moved to Zoom and posted a load of episodes at mywardmal.com. And now, for your audio pleasure, we're putting them on our podcast feed. Speaking of audio pleasure, the sound quality is a little bit dodgy in places, so please forgive us in advance. We've worked out what to do now and promise it gets much better in later episodes. We're still doing our pajama party section, the part where you tell me all about your clothing horrors. We do that over Zoom, so if you'd like to chat with me, please email your story to help@mywardmal.com. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a 5 or even 6 star review, and make sure you follow us at My Ward Mal on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. Right, on to the 4th of our new episodes, and wow, this one was so much fun. Recorded first thing in the morning in April 2020, it's with BAFTA winning actress, co-writer of This Country, and in my view, the funniest person on Instagram, Daisy May Cooper. So let's grab the handles, open my wardrobe doors, and find out what's inside. I can't believe that I have Daisy May Cooper in my kitchen on my fucking screen. Oh.
Well, I can't believe I have you in my living room. This is amazing.
It's insane. I mean, I gotta be honest, I only discovered your show about 3 months ago, and but I knew of you because of spectacular red carpet looks. But I have to say, you are, and Curtain are just, you're keeping us going at the moment. It's like replay.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, don't go, oh, thank you.
No, all right, oh, fuck off. Yes, all right, yeah, I'm a genius. Yeah, I know.
Hello.
Do you know what? I've been looking at your old episodes, which are brilliant, because in today's world now, you wouldn't be able to fucking show that.
Can you imagine? I mean, we would have been done for sexual assault about... But Daisy, we're here to talk about sort of clothes, but certainly not fashion. This isn't about fashion. This isn't. I don't really give a shit about fashion, but I do give.
Oh, that's good.
A shit about what, how clothes can have a positive and negative effect on people. And I was wondering, like now, in this time of Corona lockdown, and actually, generally, do you have something which is like a real comfort blanket for you?
I have them here, but I wear these actually before all the Corona stuff happened. So they're kind of awful Christmas kind of, I don't know whether they're, I presume that they're pajama bottoms. I don't know if you can see. They're horrific. And my husband absolutely hates them because I wear them for everything. I wear them to the shops and I'll wear them in June or I'll wear them whenever, but they are so fucking comforting and I absolutely love them. They've got period stains on from periods past that haven't quite come out in the wash.
I've forgotten but about that.
If he fucking chucked these, I'd kill him because it's the first thing, whenever I wake up in the morning, it's like the first thing I'll look for. If I want to go downstairs and make a coffee or something.
But do you think, is it just the comfort that gives you peace of mind? Or is it the fact that they've got little hearts? Is it the glitter?
Do you know what? I think it is because it's Christmassy. That's why I bought them in the first place. I wanted to feel like I'd just, when I was walking around Primark that
Primark.
December.
What's Primark? Sorry?
I was walking around Primarni that December. Primark. Is it really Primark?
I don't know.
Not Primark.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think I wanted to feel like I walked out of the Home Alone set, and it was really comfortable, and that to me says everything about Christmas.
Yeah.
And then it sort of blended into January and February and then the rest of the fucking year.
And they'd be nice as, they'd be really fabulous as wrapping paper.
They would be, actually. Right. Look at the little candy cane hearts. I love that.
But you should really love your own line. You should do your own line of those little...
I should do.
Yeah.
I've got some care, well, I'm wearing them now, some Care Bear pajama bottoms, and those I absolutely love because it takes me back to that childhood.
But do you find that, are you quite nostalgic for your childhood?
Massively, yeah.
Yeah.
If I could have a time machine, I'd go back to the summer of 96, because I think that was like the best summer.
Were you Were you 10? 96?
Yeah, 10, yeah.
No, I just got married in 96. My God.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that a good summer for you?
No, it was awful. I thought after we got married, I thought I'd made the biggest mistake of my life. My husband, we didn't speak to each other for about 6 months, literally. And I drag him down the aisle, kicking and screaming. I literally drag him. And then we didn't speak to each other for about 6 months. And then one night, it was just before Christmas, weirdly, and we woke up, and we both woke up about 4 o'clock in the morning. And we looked at each other, and we both said, it's going to be okay. It was so weird. And then from then
on, 5 years
later, we're still married. We had our 25th wedding anniversary a couple of days.
Did you have a big wedding?
No, a really small one.
Oh,
I say small. We had about 60 people.
But that's still quite a lot of people.
Yeah, small.
I find weddings really fucking stressful. I hated my own wedding.
Did you?
I really hated it.
What did you wear? Describe your
dress. I wore kind of like an empire line. Make the tits look big, but cover everything out.
Not from Primark.
Not from Primark, no. Okay. This is from a shop in Bath.
Yeah.
And I found it really fucking stressful because it's so many people, and some we'd invited that, you know, I'm not saying that I necessarily wanted them there. they don't watch this. So it's basically like all my big anxieties, being in a room with people I'd avoided for a long time and thought, well, if I invite them to the wedding, then they won't be upset with me.
Yeah.
But then having to sort
it's
of
weird
see
that. I find that exactly the same. So it's like TV, no problem. If I've got a camera stuck in my face and I can talk and I can rely on what I'm saying. But if I'm just amongst people, I feel so exposed. I hate being at the centre of attention for what I'm wearing or anything like that. And so
absolutely.
With the wedding, yeah.
It's the fucking wedding. I tell you what, I wonder if you get this as well, whether you had this when you're filming your show. But when the camera's on you, it's fine. But it's in between scenes when they're setting up and having to talk to the person that you're next. I suppose it was all right when you had Trini, but with guests that came on the show, that stress of like, what the fuck do I talk to you about?
No, I never found that. That's one thing I never found that. Oh. I kind of love that part. Sorry. But I really love that part. For me, it's being in real life situations and... stills photography when you have to kind of pose and stuff. And I know I look like a twat, and I just find it humiliating. Do you know what I mean? And it's like you're trying to look good when you just know in reality you're not Elle Macpherson and it's not going to happen.
Oh, fuck. That's the fucking worst. Red carpets and things like that are just horrendous.
Yeah.
That's why I always dress like an absolute twat, because then... you're there's no way that the Daily Mail can say, oh, look, who does she think she fucking is? This.
Yeah. So what you're doing is taking the piss out of yourself before anyone else knows.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. Is it Swindon? Is it Swindon? Yeah. So when you wore that Swindon strip dress, you actually looked pretty amazing in that, because it was really well cut and your makeup was gorgeous and your hair was gorgeous. So it was all there, but the statement, came before anything else, which was really, you feel insecure in that way.
Yeah, massively though. But when you go on those things and you see these women that are just... are so tiny, and I'm like, I don't know how your organs can fit into that tiny space. Yeah. Yeah. And they're smaller than what I mean, these celebrities, than actually how they look on television.
Yeah.
And you're on there and you suddenly feel really fucking exposed.
Yeah.
And especially when the show came out, it's like nobody gives a fuck. There's nothing worse than having a PR person going, do you want to take some pictures of Daisy now? And they're kind of like, yeah. I mean, sure, okay. I mean, we can. That is fucking humiliating.
Yeah.
And then you get all this buzz over someone else, and then it gets
next door, and going shh, and you're just kind of a solitary person with an iPhone taking your photo.
Oh my god! That, do you want any more? And then they just go no. That is fucking humiliating. And that is why I fucking hate those things. I hate them.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
It's horrendous, horrendous, horrendous. But have you ever had, Daisy, on one of those occasions that you must have, or something like that, where you've had a wardrobe malfunction?
Oh, I've had many wardrobe malfunctions. But the worst one was I decided to wear bin bags for a dress. I was trying to get it on, and I had this kind of cape that was full of like crisp packets and all this kind of stuff, and we were in the hotel, the Mondrian, that was across the road from the BAFTAs, and so everybody gets like everybody kind of gets changed in there, and I was and I was getting my dress on, and Steve Coogan came out and took one look at me, and his face was just absolute disgust, and he just went, Christ, like that. And that was horrific. And that was I'm such a huge fan of his, so that was one of the worst things. And then we finally got onto the red carpet, and I was sweating in it. Our bin bags are just the worst. You know, that under, I couldn't wear a bra with it. So they were, because the straps would show, and then so I was sweating, and then I was having to sit in it for the whole of the fucking thing, and Deborah fucking Meaden and the other Dragon's Den lot were behind me, and every now and again she'd kind of lean in and say, aren't you hot in that thing? And I'd think, do you know what, why don't you just fuck off? She kept doing that through the whole fucking thing, and I was getting crosser and crosser and crosser. I thought, God, just focus on yourself and stop fucking tittering away. And every now and again, she'd sort of whisper to Peter or whatever his fucking name was, and I think it was like being back at fucking school. Yeah. But we could. Two multi-millionaires behind you. It's horrendous.
But I would have thought that the worst thing about the bin liner dress and the crisp packets was that you were so noisy.
Oh, really noisy. But no, I tell you, no, that wasn't the worst. The worst was people just kept standing on it. So there was like these gaping fucking holes in it everywhere. And me having just to apologise every 2 seconds because I look like an absolute cunt. And all these kind of like fucking, oh, what's her name that's married? Michelle Keegan and stuff with these gorgeous heels just stamping, and I'm just going, oh my God, I've got...
But Daisy, who made the dress? Pip?
My mum actually did. She's a legend.
I know, just bought the bin, but she's amazing. It was brilliant. It was great. But as soon as the thing finished, I went to the toilets. I ripped it all off, and I had another dress in my bag, so I just shoved that on. And I ended up, and I just stuffed it, I think, in the sanitary bin that was.
Was there a message that you were trying to tell by wearing?
If
you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I think the most important thing is, with these fucking things, I just get so annoyed. I just think that they're so over the top and it's so ridiculous. And I just wish that people could see quite how naff these things are, and I thought, do you know what, fuck it, I'll wear a bin bag because that's what I'm more comfortable in other than these ridiculous dresses. And nobody ever offers me anything to wear, which is also really bad. My brother gets offered suits all the time, I get offered nothing.
We were Trini would get offered stuff, but more than me, but we never got offered anything ever.
It's so annoying.
I know it is. The ones that get dished out, they're all sample sizes, so they're made for the catwalk models. Hello.
Oh fucking hell! Yeah, of course, of course.
Would not fit.
No, but you'd think, I don't know, some jewelry, shoes,
yeah, something. Diamonds or something.
Something to make up for it.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that was pretty. That wasn't a great.
So originally when we're out of Corona, we asked people what their burial suit would be, but this is a bit inappropriate at the moment. So we ask what your birthday suit is. So an outfit that you really love that you would wear for a special occasion. So it could be the bin bags, or it could be the, what is there anything that you makes you feel good?
There, I tell you what, that I do have something. This is my kaftan. I'll put it on for you now. This is my husband absolutely fucking hates this as well. And so does my brother. Me and my mum have matching ones. And whenever we're on holiday, I can't even find the thing. We wear them. And I just, that it reminds me of, I can't even get fucking into it, but it reminds me of being on, we went on loads of caravan holidays, camping holidays, and there's nothing like just slipping one of these on and going to like the shower block or doing the washing up in those sort of things. And I just fucking love this because it's just so easy to put on. And me and my mum will put these on together and we'll sit next to each other in front of the TV and pour ourselves a glass of wine and just get really pissed and have a conversation where neither of us are listening to each other. Like that to me is pure joy.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. But have you ever, sorry, that sounded so dismissive. Oh, that's so nice.
It's all right. Carry on.
No, it is. It's, I kind of hate, I do hate, I'm going to be honest, I hate it, but I totally get the sentiment behind it.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I do love that.
But have you ever kind of enjoyed wearing, you know, clothes in a fashion sort of sense?
When I was a lot slimmer, so this would have been 2002, so going back a long time, that was when I really did give a fuck about fashion because I had the body to be able to sort of show it off. And like, but my... everything was just disgustingly slutty, really slutty. Like Jane Norman, do you remember Jane Norman?
Of course I remember.
Low cut tops, and but then with a kind of white frilly, like a mini skirt that would look like a sort of frilly duck's ass.
Yeah, like a rah-rah thing.
Yes, that. Those sort of are horrible.
Yeah.
But anything that I used to sort of shove, get these really tight tops. I would wear two bras and
two bras.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I wear two bras, a minimizer and then another one on top.
Fucking hell. Anyway, does it hurt under there? That's the worst.
They're so fucking big and I'm trying to sort of strap them down so they don't look so big.
Well, I didn't have tits then, so I only wore two bras to make it look like I had tits. So it was like a gel bra, then another bra, then I'd put socks down there. Then I would have kind of like I had this kind of corset. It was like a denim corset that had a zip up, which made my non-existent tits look amazing. Then I'd get some brown eyeshadow and outline this.
That's so creative.
Genius, really.
That's genius.
Calculated.
Yeah, that's genius.
But fucking mental. So then I went out clubbing once and I was getting a bit hot and heavy with this guy on the dance floor and he went down and he pulled a sock out and said, "What is this?" What a fucking asshole. And I used to wear these long hair extension ponytails and I had a bloke just take it out as I was walking to the bar and then throw it on the dance floor, which is horrendous and really embarrassing. Why am I fucking telling you all this? This is humiliating.
I have this thing similar to your tits where I was so, because I have really skinny legs, and even in kind of the heat of summer, so that I think it was 76, there was like this really, this, even before you were born, no, it must have been later than that, like heat wave, but I wore 7 pairs of thick tights which I chopped off to the knee make my legs look bigger.
That is insane, isn't it? What do you do to get around your insecurities?
It's mad, isn't it?
Fuck me.
Yeah, it really
is. So what would anybody ever say? God, your legs are looking very opaque.
No one even noticed. You know,
really?
We're the only people who notice. No one else gives a shit. No one else gives a shit. They've all got their own fucking insecurities.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The hindsight of age. Fuck, I wish I could go back and just say, don't stuff your bra. It's just embarrassing.
But do you feel you're less insecure now? Now that you've had Pip, do you think having kids helps you?
Oh, totally. Because you can just hide behind your kids, can't you? And you can use them for all sorts of excuses, not to go to events and things. When you're out somewhere, you can start fussing over them and saying, "Oh, I think they want to go home now." I use her for everything.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, you better hurry up and have another one so that she's not going to want that for much longer.
Oh, wow, I'm due in September.
What? You're having another baby?
Yes, I'm having another baby and I'm going out of my fucking mind because I can't drink. So, yeah, September.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know. God, congratulations. How many do you want to have? Are you going to stop
just
at two?
That's it. Just two. Okay. I'm only having this second one to entertain the first one. Yeah. And then that's it.
Less work for you when you have more than one.
How many do you have?
Three.
At least they fit in a car, though.
Yeah, they fit in a car. But what was so weird, it's like I got really freaked out before having the third. Because I was thinking, I've only got two hands, so what am I going to do? I can't fit three baby seats in the back, so what am I going to do? And suddenly the balance was going to be off. So I did, yeah. But now I'm really happy because you kind of just have to give in to the chaos, which is kind of nice to be able to do that.
Yeah. Oh, but do you find that there was like one always left out with three?
Yeah, at different stages. So like when they were young, Cece, my youngest daughter, who's wanting to ask me a question now, come here. She would feel left out because the other two were getting on. She was so bullied, weren't you?
By your... Oh, Cece, were you bullied? The bloody bastards.
I have fucking difference things. Then.
2 years between each
Get
of
down, us. Darling, can't see you.
That's a really good age.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you get on with them now?
Yeah. But now you're like, I mean, Cece is just, she kicks ass.
Yeah. What was she like as a mum?
She's a good mum.
What was she like about your dress sense when you were growing up?
I can't remember, but she mainly let me wear whatever I wanted. Yeah.
All right, piss off.
Thanks.
I don't know, not till later. So that's the youngest one, and the others are still asleep. But kids are, I it's kind of amazing, but it's hard. It's kind of weird when they get older, it's harder.
There was a scientific survey done with people that didn't have kids and people that did have kids to figure out who was happier. And it was the people who didn't have kids that were far happier than the people who fucking had kids. So we're fucked, basically. Because I think, God, if this coronavirus thing had happened, if I didn't have a two-year-old, I could read, I could watch what I want. You just don't have to think about anybody but yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And all these fucking lucky people going, oh, I'm so bored. And I'm thinking, God, I haven't had a chance to be fucking bored yet.
You did that, your pregnancy exercise routine, which is brilliant. But I did notice, I did notice how dirty the soles of your feet are. And that's the fucking floor for God knows how long. It's disgusting. And mine's the same.
It's awful. I just can't. I do the very basic bare minimum and that is all I can do. I can't. Yeah, not the fucking mopping. No way.
It's just no, don't you find no motivation? I have no motivation at all.
No. But then I know that if I don't do it, it won't fucking get done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the woodlice. Have you found woodlice coming into your house? Yeah. Or is it just me?
No, not yet. Headlice, but not woodlice.
That is making me suicidal. Yeah. Finding dead woodlice everywhere.
That's horrible.
And having constantly hoovering woodlice. And then you go back upstairs like 10 minutes later and there's like another fucking 10.
Yeah. No, that's that those little, what are they called? Silverfish. I think they're called those little kind of centipede-y things, and they have.
Oh God! Yes, they're horrible.
Really, I've had some of those.
It's horrible.
Anyway, it is what it is. But I just love talking to you.
Oh, I love talking to you too. That I really fucking needed that. That was like therapy.
I'm gonna show you. Have you done that thing? I'm gonna share this with you. I don't know if we'll use it or not, but it will make you laugh. Have you got? There's an app called Sleep Recorder, and and it records your sleep talking. So Cece, who you just met, she sleeps talk, and she's going, go away. And then mine is here, and there's no sleep talking, but it's all snoring. So listen.
That sounds like a horny buffalo.
And that is, look, those little orange lines.
Oh my God, so you're doing it absolutely. It's like an orchestra.
It's all like, nice. And I'm so filled with shame this morning.
But that's horrible, isn't it? Because you think, God, I'm asleep. And I even embarrass myself in my own sleep. It's horrible.
Oh, God. Daisy May.
Wow. Thank you so much. If you ever want me back, I'm here.
Oh, darling.
With bells on.
You're just so brilliant in every way.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'll see you soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.